guys, welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Morgan. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy Wednesday. Whenever you're listening to this, whether it be on your morning commute, your hot girl walk in the evening, now that it's light out.
Heck yeah, girl. Oh. We hope you're enjoying the pod. We are. I love recording, Court.
Back at our favorite spot.
Favorite spot in the world, honestly. I'm just such a happy girl when we're sitting in the beanbag chairs.
I'm a happy girl in the beanbag chairs. I'm also really happy now that the sun is back.
Oh my gosh, the sunshine. Seasonal depression is cured.
It is so, it just does something to everybody.
It does. I had this conversation with my dad. I had a visit with him this week and he was like, Morgan, we're so close. Like, we're so close to, like, feeling that. Like, and it just, like, snapped. Something just clicked in my brain and it was like, oh my gosh, I do have seasonal depression. I think we all do living here.
I think everyone's got to have a little touch of something.
Yes.
Just because when you wake up and it's dark out and when you, like, leave work and it's dark out, it's like you get nothing.
Yeah. No, you get nothing. And the sunshine, oh my gosh, it just feels so good. Even when the sun is shining and it's blue skies, but still it's got like that crisp air, I'm still thriving.
Yes. Crisp air might be my favorite.
Yep. Did it not feel like fall this week? Like kind of like that, you know, when it gets to October and it's like crisp, but still sunny?
Yeah.
It felt that way.
This week was just felt so weird.
Yep.
It went by so fast.
Like we were just here.
Like I was thinking about my past week and I was like, I don't even know what I wore on Tuesday because it feels like it's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like it went by so fast this week.
So quick. I honestly, we sit down before and we're like, how was your week? But we try not to share everything. And I'm like, I don't even know. I just blinked and it was gone.
It was gone.
I really don't know what I did. How was your week?
My week was good. My week was good.
No was bad good. Weeks here.
It was very chill, but it did go by very fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't do a whole lot, but it was filled with just little things, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like this week our friends came over and we were kind of putting together some plans for a trip that's coming up, which is so exciting.
So fun.
And it's just like fun to start, like it's getting really real and we have to start organizing things and like planning things. And everybody knew it was going to sneak up, but it's just like, how is it March? Like end of March.
I don't know.
So yeah, trying to get things together, but that was just so much fun.
That is so fun.
I had a I tried to have an unplugged day or night.
Did you?
On Friday.
Really?
I tried.
Okay. How did you know, it go?
It's not perfect.
No, it's never perfect.
But I just like, I don't know. I'm sure you'll get this, but I was having like a little bit of a week where my phone, some stuff had happened and it's like my phone was giving me so much anxiety.
Oh my gosh, Court. On Tuesday, I went to my parents' house because they were helping me change my oil. I was trying to learn to change my oil and I answered like 3 phone calls back to back to back. And I looked at my mom and I was like, Mom, like holding my phone is giving me anxiety.
Yes.
And she literally took it from me, turned it off and hid it in the house. And she was like, you're off for the night. And I was like, you get it.
You get it.
I needed that. So yeah, totally understand where you're coming from.
That's so crazy. Like sometimes it's just like I can't even look at it because it's making me feel some type of way.
You just like feel so trapped in this like online world. I don't know how to explain it.
It's so weird. And like usually, you know, majority of the time, everything like social media does so good and it is such a good place to go.
Yeah,
it's an outlet. You watch funny videos, you put out good content, whatever, but sometimes like you just get reminded that there's also a different side of social media.
Yeah,
and it's like, I don't know, I had a realization this week, or not a realization, a reminder that like social media, especially when you're doing it for work or doing it personally,
yeah,
your content sometimes reaches people that it's not meant for.
100%.
And it's just like when that happens, it's like, okay, I want to turn everything off.
Yeah.
And not even show anything.
No, 100%.
So I had to do that.
I'm proud of you for doing that.
Thank you.
It honestly, when it consumes you, I think you just have to put it away.
Yeah.
There's no other option. But then putting it away sometimes for me, I get even more anxious.
Because you're what am I missing?
Yeah, like if I'm missing a work group chat or something with my friends happens, like family, oh my gosh, I just stress. So I get it. I literally, the phone calls that I answered weren't even like stressful. It just felt so back to back to back. And I just felt so consumed by my device. I was like, take it away from me.
Yeah. And to have someone like physically, I will take this from you. Yeah. Thank you.
She took it and I went back in because I was like, we had to go get a part from Canadian Tire. She like goes in and it was in like the measuring cup drawer. And I was like, why'd you put it there? And she was like, well, your brother probably would have taken it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So random. But I get it. Yeah. I get it. But
so definitely had to unplug a little bit on Friday.
Good for you.
Even just like, just be mindful of what I'm consuming and how what I'm doing.
Totally.
For the weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
But I threw myself into Love is Blind. Okay, I haven't watched everything, but obviously I've seen like all of the spoilers.
Okay, yes.
But I'm like only a few episodes in. Where would I say I am?
Where are you?
Where am I? Oh, everybody's starting to like meet their friends and like their parents and stuff, but like nobody's met, like Jimmy hasn't met Jess yet. Or like Sarah Ann hasn't come into the picture, which I've heard so much about.
I'm caught up, but I have not watched the reunion yet.
I know I have to do the groundwork and watch all the episodes, I want to watch the reunion.
Yeah. This season, man, did it explode on social media.
It really did.
Good for them. Like, I've heard so many people, have you watched Love is Blind in the past?
I love Love is Blind.
Okay, I've heard so many people never watch it before, but this season, just because of how it took a toll on social media, they are Love is Blind people now.
I love Love is Blind.
Same.
Like, I eat it up.
Same.
I really feel like Chelsea's Megan Fox comment is what, like, took the internet and, like, got a grip on Love is Blind with the internet.
Yep, you're so right.
This season.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what the heck?
What the heck? Okay, but honestly, like, do you remember season one?
Yes.
Like, and Amber and Barnett are still together.
That is wild to
me.
And
Cameron and, what's her name?
Lauren?
Yeah. Still together.
Which is crazy.
Crazy.
I feel like all of these shows start from an organic place.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they get like hype, then you start, obviously there's always people not in it for the right reasons, but it's like, okay, once a show gains traction, then people can go on it and gain something from it other than like love.
Yep. 100%. You
know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. But I eat it up.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait. Next week you'll have to do a recap. We'll both watch the reunion sometime.
I started it and I just haven't like been able to like, this is a show that I watch by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like finding the time to be
alone,
to not have anyone judge my drama. I just need to watch it.
Yep.
And I don't want questions about it.
I get it. Wow. I'm happy you're watching. That's good. So, great.
I love Love's Blind.
I know. It's so good. Anything else you do this week? That was pretty.
What else did we do? No, I just spent some time with, honestly, my family. Love big it. Family week this week, so.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I know.
It's nice.
It was good. But other than that, it was very chill, but it went by so fast.
Yeah, what a wholesome week.
Wholesome week, slight Snap anxiety.
Slight but, phone anxiety.
Yeah, we're getting over it, and it's just like, it's just sometimes you do need that reminder of like, okay, what you put out has the potential to reach the wrong people, and we just have to be really mindful of that.
I love that. That's such a nice reminder going into this week. I get it. I get it.
How was your week?
My week, honestly, it started off really rough. Usually I'm like, yeah, my week was good. No, this week, Monday was a day court. It was
a Monday.
Yeah, it was the Mondayest of all Mondays. And this was a week that, so I'm very lucky and I work from home and I'm so grateful for it. And this week really allowed me to be grateful for it because I was in an office like every day. So it was just different when you're used to working from home and, you know, working from your pajamas or sweatpants, getting up, getting ready every day, getting in that routine was just different for me. So everything just felt busier and more stressful. And Monday, everything went wrong. Like, my water bottle spilled in my work bag.
That is the worst. Like, I'm so sorry.
Right upside down.
Oh, no.
And I spiraled. Like, lunch hour, I was sobbing. I was like, and I had a four-hour meeting in Lacombe on Monday. So then I had to pull it together and go out there. it was, you know, that time of the month for me. And so then emotions were high. I was just not a happy girl. So Monday night came and I went to Lacombe for the meeting. And then I was like, I'm going to see my dad, spend some time with him. We watched some wholesome little recordings of me. Just like, I don't know. We were just loving our time together. It was really great.
Yeah.
And then it did get better because I think Tuesday, Wednesday is when it started to get nice out. And I literally felt my mood change. Crazy what being a girl is like. Like one day you're...
It is a roller coaster.
Like, remember that episode you talked about it? I was like, I relate. Yeah. I was so down bad. Then I ended up fine the next day.
Yeah.
We're crazy. But yeah, Tuesday, learned to change my oil on my car.
Have you ever done that before?
No. Shout out to my stepdad because he helped me. Listen, we're trying to be as cost effective right now as possible. So I was like, I'll be an oil change girl. So did that. A lot of time was spent with my sweet little nephews this week. I got to see my best friend. They just came back from a vacation and I got to hang out with him all night on Wednesday. And I just love him. I am like in my auntie era.
Yeah.
Like so deep in it. I love those boys with everything in me. Like I'm just the happiest girl. So getting to see them. And then my best friend had her 26th birthday this weekend. And so we went back to the casino.
I still haven't been to the casino.
You're not missing much. Like, are you a big gambler?
No.
No, me either.
No,
I just really like not. Go mingle.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I feel like eventually I'll have to check out.
It is
for
cool.
The social aspect.
I won't lie, like it is. Yeah, you see people there. It's a fun little vibe. It also just feels more like us now than a bar.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
like, we're almost 26. Crazy.
I know, it is so crazy. I did get that reminder this morning. I don't know, I think I was just thinking back about something and I was like, oh, I was like 21 then.
Yeah.
Like now I'm 25 turning 26. And that just feels so much different.
So much different. My best friend, they went out before they all came to the Rebels game, so I could kind of be involved because I was working, but they all got to celebrate. And so they went out for dinner before and I saw they sent me just like a video of my best friend doing a muff dive.
Oh my God.
And she was like, she said in it, she was like, I'm closer to 30 now. I don't have to like go in for a muff dive. She just picked the shot up and did
as
it herself.
She should.
I was like, so fair.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's no rules now. When we're getting closer to 30, I just feel like.
Yeah, you don't have to stick your whole face
No. So that was the vibes. It was honestly like such a fun night and it was just so wholesome to be with all the girls and all their men. Like everyone came out. It was so fun.
I love a birthday.
Yeah, I love a birthday too.
I really do. I love celebrating birthdays. Mm-hmm. I love my birthday.
Same.
Like.
Love my birthday.
Yeah, I just love birthdays. I like celebrating people.
Same. That's what I say. Everyone's like, just another year. And I'm like, no.
No.
This is the year you entered into this world, like your life started, and that should be celebrated, in my opinion.
100%. I know some people feel some type of way on their birthday, and everybody has,
which is so fair.
Yeah, some reason why, like maybe totally. People don't connect or like celebrating their birthday, but I'm just like, well, have we celebrated a birthday together yet?
Yes.
Like, let's just do it up.
I also just I'm like, what a day! Like, I just want to celebrate you. Mm-hmm. I want to. Hype you up and I want to scream from the rooftops that like this day's about you. I'm a Leo.
Yeah. so that checks out.
I'm very much your typical Leo.
Is your birthday in
July?
July,
yeah. I'm your very typical Leo right now. So I just like shout it from the rooftops. Like I love my birthday. And so me and my best friend, we all watched Bachelor on Friday night and then so Saturday would have been her birthday. And we didn't make it till midnight because we were exhausted. But I was like, oh my gosh, it's almost your birthday. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, this is a big deal. Like, I love birthdays.
Yeah, say it with me. Yeah. Count down with me.
So anyway, week started out rough, got better. You know, life's just, life's not bad right now. I'm a happy girl.
Oh yeah, today has been a good day.
Yeah, today has been a good day.
So good.
Yeah, so that's all. That's all my week has been.
I love it. Do you have a favorite this week?
I do have a favorite this week, and I kind of told you what it was.
That's what you said. I have no idea.
Oh, well, as soon as I say it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. I got chrome nails.
Oh, yes.
And I'm so late to this trend.
They look amazing.
Court, my nails have never looked better, honestly. Like, I was on a walk this week, and I was thinking what they remind me of, because they're, like, I don't know if they're exactly, like, the funny bunny color that everyone was using. Like, I didn't follow that. I just asked the girl for some pink chrome, whatever. But I was like, they are giving, do you know Another Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff?
Oh, yes.
And you know the three angels at the ball they dress in those, like,
yes.
Is it not giving, like, icy pink princess?
For sure.
It's like the color they're wearing. I don't know if anyone can relate to that. But to me, that there's like...
That is so funny. That's so specific. I know.
But I was on my walk and I was like, no, this color is super specific because it just feels like ice princessy.
And they're a really good shape.
Really good
really
shape.
Really good length,
like,
too.
Yeah, they are looking good. I won't lie. Like, I feel super pretty with my nails this week.
Nails change everything.
They do. They do.
I'm a big nails girly.
You are. I love your nails.
I get the same color.
You do.
Every single time.
You never... Well, you've switched it up a couple.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll get crazy with it.
Yeah.
And the one time I did red nails, my nail tech almost, like, fell over. He was like, what?
Yeah, I would too. I just can't picture you with anything other than that.
They're just so classic, so neutral.
They are.
And a nail day, I hate getting my nails done. Same. Like, I hate sitting there.
Same.
But afterwards, you do feel brand new.
Yep, you do. You feel like you can accomplish anything. It changes my whole mood. But yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I am. Maybe that's why I'm having such a good week, because I prioritized getting my nails done. How was your, or what was your favorite of the week?
Okay, my favorite is something kind of different. I feel like I always say that. Something different, of course.
I'm always so intrigued by your favorite.
Okay, my favorite. What is the exact name of it? It is the Gap Modern Crew Neck Long Sleeve. It's the shirt I'm wearing right now. It is just your essential long sleeve top.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
and it's not cropped.
No, it's not cropped. And that's like, that's so, okay, don't get me wrong. I'm down for a cropped moment, but like, that's not practical for like work.
Nope.
So like, this is just a good everyday grown up shirt.
It's so cute.
Or grown up basic, I should say.
Yeah.
Because.
Is it? It's not ribbed, right? It's just like a
cotton-y? No, it's cotton-y? Just. Yeah, just cotton. Like, there's nothing
from
special.
From the Gap?
There's literally nothing special about it. But the way it just like fits you. I have it in so many different colors. Do not pay full price at the Gap, please. Like. Okay. Everything always goes on sale. You can always find a discount code.
Okay.
Don't pay full price.
Okay.
But so it's always like reasonably
yep.
priced if you like work their sales or like work their discount codes.
Yeah.
And it's just like such an essential in my wardrobe.
Do you have it in just black?
I have it in black. I have it in gray. And I have like a couple different, like, I have my dog walking
nice.
Black long sleeve. And then I have like the one that's saved for like work.
Yes. Because it's such a staple in a work outfit, like yeah. a black long sleeve can go a long way,
and I just feel like it's reasonably priced
mm-hmm.
for like just an everyday basic.
That's amazing. Are Old Navy and Gap the same?
I think so, yes,
because I got one from Old Navy a few, like maybe last summer. I love it.
It's so good.
I love it. I feel like, again, I love a good crop, but I also feel like the older I'm getting, I'm like,
you
give me
a full
length. You just
don't need to crop it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
But a gray one, there's something about a gray long sleeve, let me tell you.
It makes you feel so good.
Yeah, gray just feels put together. So I'm going to need to purchase that, I think.
And it comes in like stripes,
colors,
like everything.
Oh,
yeah.
I like how it fits. Like, it just looks, it's a good fit.
Someone, I was wearing it the other day, and they called it, they're like, they... compared it to like Skims, which I don't know what Skims feels like, so
no,
do not quote me.
No,
but I was like, it gives that like kind of just fitted
yes.
long sleeve look.
Yeah, but like still relaxed.
Still relaxed.
It's not like skin tight.
No.
I love it.
Because I'm not
no,
anything
either.
Tight on me. I'm just like, no. I'm just not in that part of my life
yeah,
right
no.
now.
We talked about that. Like going out tops, no. Give me oversized and baggy.
Yes. So this shirt is
like
an essential of mine, and it's a favorite.
That's a good one. That's a good favorite. Wow, I'm literally going to purchase that.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
cute.
Like, usually, I don't know, I saw that they have some crazy discount codes on
okay
right now that you can like stack.
Amazing.
I don't know, I follow, well, I don't, do I even follow, I don't even think I follow her, but she like keeps on coming up on my Instagram.
Oh.
And her at is like Coupon Cutie. Have you seen
oh,
her?
No.
She's like,
she just shares coupons?
A mom of sorts, and she's in like Ontario, I think. Uh-huh. And she like shares like discount code. She shares like Costco finds. And I'm just like, ooh.
Okay, but those people, they are doing God's work for us. They are doing the lives. Most. Yeah. Those people have literally changed my life. Like, I love that stuff.
Yeah, you should go look her up because she like tells you like the best like places to like stock up on things, the sales at like wherever.
Cute.
Okay. Dollarama finds. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I was at a Dollarama, but she makes me want to go to one.
Okay, Dollarama. I love Dollarama. Yeah. Court, if you haven't gone, it's so good.
I haven't
gone
in a long time.
Yeah, it's great. It is really good.
Yeah.
Okay, cute. I'll have to follow her. I love that. What a good favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, yay. So I'm excited about this week's episode. Are you?
I, all of a sudden, my beanbag got hot.
It is scary because Court's in the hot seat this week. It was me last week. But now I get to ask you all the questions.
I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Yeah, it is scary.
Because I don't know any of these.
We do not share with each other before. We kind of give like a general outline, but she knows none of the questions. So they're fun.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. They're questions like I genuinely want to know. So I hope everyone else does because I think they're going to be like cutie fun questions.
I'm so ready. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to kind of start with like a speed round, just like we did last week. Just some like easy questions before we get into the deep stuff, okay?
Okay.
Okay. My first question is, what is your favorite time of the day?
Oh, I'm definitely a morning person.
I knew it.
Yeah, I'm not a night person.
No.
Honestly, my favorite time of day is like right when I wake up.
I knew it. I literally said to Court off the pod before we started, I was like, I know the answer to question number one. Because Court has this morning routine that I dream of.
It is just like I have found peace in my mornings, and I think that's why I just like them so much. Like I like waking up, I like letting the dog out, feeding him breakfast, and then making my coffee, and then watching my little YouTubes or like working on some Canva stuff or just like taking the time.
That's so cool.
And it's just before anyone else is in my world yet. So honestly, sometimes I get up at like 6:30 to 7. So I would say like 7, okay. If I had to be specific.
Okay. No, I wanted you to be specific. I honestly, like, I started getting up. I had an early meeting on Friday at 7, and I loved that time of day.
Yeah.
It feels so good because it feels like the world isn't awake yet.
And you just have the whole day ahead of you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, even on Mondays, like, I don't work Mondays.
Yeah.
So if I literally get up at the same time every day.
Yeah.
So I get up and I'm like, okay, well, let's, like, get it. And then by, like, 11, I've had, like, my laundry, the floors washed. Not every Monday. But, like, if I have one of those days, I'm sitting out there at 11. I'm like, okay, well.
Good for you.
Now what?
I knew it. I knew that was going to – I wanted to ask it so everyone else felt as inspired as I do when you tell me about your morning routines. Okay. This is why I didn't ask you this earlier if you felt like I was ignoring it, but it's because I had it on my list of questions. But what's your star sign?
Oh, I – like my
– Yeah.
I'm a Libra.
Libra.
Yes.
You are a Libra.
I do feel like I connect with Libra.
You do?
Yeah. Like, I feel like – I don't know. I don't know why, but I do feel like when I read things about Libra, I'm like, yeah, okay, that checks out.
Are you into, like, the star signs? Like, have you followed it?
Not super. Okay. Like, I don't know what, like, all my, like, rising, all that crazy stuff. So I just know my birthday's in September, and I happen to be a Libra.
Okay, I feel like you do give Libra energy.
Yeah.
I like Libras. Libras are good.
They're good. They're neutral.
Yeah, they are neutral, because I think it goes Libra, then Scorpio.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
And are you like at the end or are you at the beginning of a Libra?
I think I'm on the end, but I'm not on the like cusp.
Okay, yeah.
But I am like end of September.
Okay, cute.
So, yeah, but I'm a Libra.
Love. See, that's why I didn't ask you earlier.
We were talking about that.
I know. And I was like, dang it. No, this is a question that I had.
Were we recording with that?
We were. And I was like, she's going to think I'm so rude for not asking her hers because I just like screamed that I was a Leo. I had to keep it for the question.
That's so funny.
Okay. Your go-to comfort meal.
Oh.
Specifically comfort meal. Like, not your favorite meal. I feel like they're two different things. But, like, comfort meal.
I think when I think about comfort meal, I do think it's, like, a soup of sorts.
Okay.
Like a udon noodle soup.
Okay.
Or like a pho pho. Yes. Yeah, like I really like that type of...
Like you're having a sad girl day.
I'm going to order soup. Probably.
Okay.
Or like go pick up soup.
Cute.
I'm not going to make it. I'm going to order it.
Of course. No, of course.
Okay. I think when I like really need like a, comfort, just something like hearty. On my unplugged night this a couple days ago, I had some like udon noodle soup. Yeah. That just had like veggies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you. Okay. Yeah. That's amazing. I wondered. And then what's your favorite meal?
My favorite meal.
If you could have anything.
I am a big like sushi girl.
Yeah, you are.
Like I think if I were to go to a restaurant of choice, it would be sushi.
Okay.
But that's not something like I ever make at home. Like I feel like my go-to meals in my regular life are not equivalent to like my comfort my favorite. No. But I am like I would say I'm a sushi.
Okay.
Girl.
Good. Maybe. I love it. No, I was guessing that. I was very curious what your comfort meal would be, but
it's definitely soup.
Good. Love it. That's easy. Okay. How would you describe yourself in 3 words for all our listeners?
Ooh.
I know.
Okay, that's actually really hard.
I know, and it's a really hard question. Like 3 cutie little words to give the listeners a good vibe into who you are if they haven't met you. Someone walks up, what do they think?
Oh gosh, that is so difficult to answer on the spot. I do feel like I'm very like an empath.
Yes, empathetic.
Empathetic.
You are an empath.
I think I'm also very passionate.
Yes, good court.
Yeah, I do think that has a large part in my life. And what would be a 3rd one?
There's so many I could use to describe you.
I don't know. I would hope that I would be like a very genuine person as well. Yeah,
genuine for sure. I feel like the way you show up online or on here, I feel like is you.
Yeah.
Some people aren't like that, and I feel like that is you.
I could throw in emotional. I'm an emotional person too.
We love emotional cord. Okay, those are good. That was good. See,
was that okay?
That was a hard question. Sorry.
That was really hard.
I know.
It's just off the top of my head.
Okay. What is your favorite movie of all time?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yes.
That's my all-time favorite movie. I love that movie.
I love that you said that. That movie is iconic.
It's so iconic. It's so good.
I might watch it tonight. Honestly, I haven't watched it in a while.
I haven't watched it in a while, too, but it is for sure.
That's your favorite movie, hey?
My favorite movie.
Okay. Are you a rom-com girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a rom-com. I am not a scary. I am not sci-fi. Okay. I do not want to think very hard.
Yeah.
About something in depth.
No.
About what I'm watching. Agreed. I want to know, is she going to fall in love with him? When are they going to get together?
Yep.
You know?
Okay. I love that. That's such a good movie. Ooh. I'm going to watch that tonight for sure. Okay. Another maybe like harder one. Sorry to put you on the spot. But what would you say your biggest strength is?
My biggest strength. I do think that, I mean, going along with I have a lot of passion in me.
Mm-hmm.
That like if I feel really connected to something, I do feel like I'm an all-in type of person.
Yeah.
That like it's very hard to not give like every single part of me into something.
Yep.
So I feel like I'm, and that is a strength in some ways.
It's I was going to say, what's your weakness? But I feel like that's one that is both.
Yeah. And it's like finding, it's like when something like really hits and like really connects, mm-hmm. it like fully consumes me, which is really good. And it's a strength because it helps you get the outcomes that like you ideally want.
Yeah. You're very passionate.
But at the same time, if something's consuming you,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to find balance. I feel like that's something I've struggled with.
Okay. No.
It's like where you find the balance.
Okay. So would you say that's also your biggest weakness? Would that be up there? Or can you think of something else? Not like a weakness. We don't want to talk down on, but like something that you see.
I feel like in the same breath, if I don't feel 100% connected,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's hard to like get there.
Yep.
You know,
totally.
I don't know if that like translates.
You're not like someone who goes half in to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Weakness.
This is like the question you asked me last week, like your warning label. Like,
I know. It's sometimes I feel like I definitely get invested. Mm. And sometimes when you do put like all of yourself into something, it can
consume you in not the best way sometimes. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100% that does.
Yeah.
When you go all in on something and it consumes your everyday life, you kind of put other things to the side and you're like, you know, and
for sure.
Again, that's such a big strength and a weakness. It's weird. It's like a double whammy.
It's a double. And yeah, you're right. Like you can be all in and like give something your all and it'd be the best outcome.
Which is so cool.
Which is so amazing.
Yes.
But then in the other sense, it's like it also is sometimes putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yep.
And it's like.
And sacrificing like everything to just go all in on this one thing. Yeah, that's a good one. Wow, sorry for the deep. This is supposed to be the speed round.
Yeah. I am here for a deep question.
Okay, amazing. Okay, we're gonna move into like some work lifestyle questions.
Okay,
are you ready?
I'm so ready.
I'm excited. I am very excited for everyone to get to know you in this sense. But I wanna know what you do for work, official title. I wanna know it all. And I wanna know how you got into it. Because I think a lot of people maybe don't know the backstory.
Yeah. Okay. So I am in a sales and marketing position at Mitchell & Jewel, which is a jewelry store downtown Red Deer.
Amazing.
That my parents happen to own. So it's family owned. And I mean, I got into it because I always knew I wanted to get involved in jewelry because, I mean, I do feel really lucky having my parents have a business is one thing, but having it something that I also feel passionate about is another thing.
Totally.
So I always knew that I wanted to.
Yeah.
So when I finally started working there, I think I was 18, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came on board and I just jumped right in. But I definitely got involved because it's family owned and it just like fell naturally.
Did you love jewelry as much as you do now, like before? Like
I have always been like so passionate about jewelry, but I feel like it's grown since I've discovered like my spot in the business, I would say.
Yeah.
But I grew up in a jewelry store.
Okay.
Like my parents have always owned a jewelry store. Yeah. I mean, growing up, I was from a smaller town and they had a jewelry store there.
Okay.
That they took over or were in partnership with my grandparents.
Okay.
So you know, we would go down and we would, like my sister and I would play hide and seek in that jewelry store.
Oh, cute.
We would like run around. I would try and like go to work with my dad on Saturdays as like whatever grade I was in, like four.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, engrave like scrap metals. I would play around with like watch batteries and like I know, it's so funny now. And like I just remember growing up in it and feeling like this is where I should be. So in high school I was kind of like in a spot where I don't know what to do. Everybody else knows what they want. Everybody's going to college, everybody's doing whatever. And my dad was like, well, why don't you would you like to get involved in the store? And I was like, obviously.
Of course.
Why? Like, of course I would want to do that.
Of course.
And I just needed someone to, like, I think say it to me.
Yeah.
And then that's
how
it started. But it's definitely grown. Like, the passion for jewelry and the appreciation for jewelry and what we work with has grown over the years once I've become a little bit more educated on like the industry.
Totally. And like you're so educated now. Like I didn't know there was so much to learn about jewelry, but seeing something you're so passionate about online, but like coming at it from a different perspective is so cool and so amazing, and no one's doing that in my opinion.
I love jewelry. I think, I mean, I always tell people that jewelry is like a love language in my family.
Yeah.
Given the industry that we're in, but I do feel like I've always connected with it, and it's very special.
It is very special.
Like some pieces, like that's sometimes people's most valuable, most sentimental pieces that they own.
Yeah,
it happens to be jewelry. Your wedding set.
Yeah,
your passed down gems. Your everything.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
It's amazing. Okay, wow. I love that. You're in your element right now.
I love jewelry. I could literally could talk about it all day.
I know. I know you could. So, okay, to stick along with that, like what does a typical day in your life look like? Are you in office? Are you a work from home girly? Can you work from anywhere? Are you hands on with the jewelry? Tell us.
I go into the store every single day. So we don't have any work from home positions.
Okay.
So I mean, a typical work day in my life. You said work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Show up, open the store with everybody. Yeah. And I do a mix of things. Like usually, I mean, I am in a sales position, so I'm on and off the sales floor, but I do a lot of like back end work, like inventory.
Yeah.
I do all of our socials. Yeah. I do.
You're everything.
Just, you... Yeah. It just has a little bit of everything. So then I take on appointments. Yeah. If people want to specifically work with me to like customize an engagement ring or shop for wedding bands with me.
Yeah.
I even do like if someone has a piece in mind, like do custom work with them to like get them their piece, right? And everything, like it is a timely process. So you could be working with someone for, you know, 4 weeks going back and forth with things.
Yeah.
But yeah, my day looks different yet kind of the same all the time.
Yeah.
But basically show up.
You're
to
in
work.
Store.
Yeah. In store.
Yeah.
Always sit down, have a little coffee business meeting with my dad. Yep. And always have lunch. I eat lunch with my dad every single day.
So precious. My heart.
It's like it's very special and I do feel really lucky to be in a position where it's not just work. It's also like just hanging out with my family and my work family. Is family at this point.
Yeah, and you're so passionate about it. Like I can tell listening to this. Yeah. Like you love it.
I literally love it. So yeah, I do a little mix, like depending on if orders come in, I'm inventory.
Yeah. Cute.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
That is
every day's different but the same.
Yeah. Same appointments.
Yeah.
Good. And just clients.
Yeah. If you've never checked out Mitchell and Jewel, do it. Book an appointment with Courtney because man. She is so passionate about it and spend an afternoon with her in the store and your life will be forever changed.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just adore.
Yeah, it's good and it's fun because every single day has the potential to look different because you just, that's retail.
Yeah.
You don't know who's walking in.
No.
And you don't know like the guy that's walking in is wearing an engagement ring.
Can we just say, I've been in the store a few times and there's always a guy in there buying a ring. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like it's happening in front of my eyes. He's getting it. And you get to see that every day. Like that's so cool.
It is the coolest thing. That is one of like, there's very special parts about the job, but one of is obviously engagements are so much fun.
So much fun.
Being a part of people's story in that sense is really cool. And now like I'm starting to work with like friends.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
yes,
that's so cool.
That is so cool.
Where like I have sold some of like my best friends their engagement rings.
That's like so that's so cool. I love that.
So that's it's just special to be a part of.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, great. What a good answer, Court. Okay, if you weren't doing what you're doing now, what would you be doing? Like another dream position, a dream job, something you've always wanted to do.
It is so hard to think out of the box that is like so filled.
I know.
But I do think I would be in a creative spot. I mean, I do have it's so hard.
I know.
But I do, why do I only think I can do jewelry?
Hey, that's okay. But if you, is that really?
I that's where my mind goes, but I feel like I would probably be in some sort of marketing position with a different business.
Yeah, you've got an eye on socials, I think.
And
could be in that beauty fashion industry.
Yeah. Something just fun.
Yeah.
And definitely like in probably like a marketing position with socials.
Yeah.
And
I just can't see you not working with jewelry.
I can't either.
Like you.
It's ingrained.
It is.
In me.
It is.
Yeah. And it's special.
Okay. Well, that one.
I'd be doing just something else, but.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I'm going to stay. You're in your dream job, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, what's one thing that you've always wanted to try, but you've maybe been too scared to do?
One thing I've always wanted to try.
One thing you've always wanted to do, but you've just like never taken the leap.
I mean, I have always wanted to, I mean, travel. Like, I would love to go to Europe.
Okay.
And it's not like I haven't wanted to. It's just like finding the timing, finding the money, everything.
It's a big thing.
But that would be so wonderful.
Where would you go in Europe?
Oh, I would love to go to like France.
Oh, yes.
I would love to go to London.
Yeah.
But France is like a huge one.
Really?
I would love to go to France. Oh. Or like Greece.
Yeah.
I know those are so...
No.
I feel basic saying it, but like that's...
No. No.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
But other things that I would want to do but haven't, I mean, I feel like this podcast was like a big one mm-hmm. that I just mm-hmm. wanted to do. But yep. at the same time, if you want to do something bad enough, I do feel like you make it happen.
You do, yeah.
And you just have to go for it.
And if you're not doing it, I feel like there's a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do feel that.
You launching this podcast, how many years ago?
We're in season 3 now, so.
Wow.
This is the third year.
Yeah, when you, like, you just did it, and I remember looking at you, and I was like, you literally did this. Like, you just took a leap and started.
Yeah.
And, like, that's so cool. So I feel, yeah, I feel like if I asked you 3 years ago, you would have been like, I want to start a podcast, but I'm too scared.
Yeah, and there was a point, I think I was scared, but I wanted to do it bad enough that
totally
it didn't. Yeah, I was like, okay, let's just do this.
Yeah, that's so cool.
You know, so I think maybe, I don't know if I answered that question, but
no,
I would really like to travel
yeah.
and make time and make that a priority, and it yeah. just hasn't been yet.
Okay, that's amazing. France, I didn't know that was on your list, but I could yeah. totally see you.
I think I would thrive in France.
In Paris, you would thrive.
I think I need to be there.
I think you need to be there. I think if I pictured you anywhere, living anywhere elsewhere in the world, I would say Paris.
Thank you so much.
Like, truthfully, like yeah. Emily in Paris, Court in Paris.
I would love that.
Yeah, I just see you like being her. Did you ever watch Emily in Paris?
I loved Emily in Paris.
Okay, good.
I think
you are her.
I loved Emily in Paris. I think it was just the right amount of cheesy that
same.
Kept me watching.
Yep, same. Agreed. Okay, if you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be? And why? And this could be... This person could be someone local, someone close to you. This could be a celebrity. This could be someone who's no longer with us. Like, tell me anything.
My first thought
mm-hmm.
is, and I'm not even like a huge fan, but I would love to switch lives with Hailey Bieber. And honestly, I'm not like a huge like I do like really like her style
yeah.
and like whatnot.
Totally.
But I think that she would be a really interesting person to spend a day with, spend a day in their life with, because I just want to know what creative process she goes through
to
have all of us girlies wrapped around her finger. Like, I just want to know the process of how she creates her inspiration and her style and, like, her projects.
You're so right.
I just, like, where do you get it from? Where does it come
yeah,
from?
Yeah.
How do I tap into that?
I also just feel like the lives of those celebrities, and I want to know what a day in their life looks like.
Just to experience it.
I really
do. To experience no limits.
Yeah, I'm like, what time do you wake up? How are you girl bossing today? Like, yeah. What are you doing? Are you going into the office? Are you... I agree. That would be a cool one.
Just to see.
Also, Justin Bieber.
Also.
Huge bonus.
Just to hang out.
Believers over here.
Yeah.
You know, have dinner with Justin Bieber. Are you kidding me?
Just so casually. And yeah, that would be your life. I just feel like that would be a really interesting person to tap into.
I love that so much. Okay. Taking things off what you asked me last week. I really want to know, like, something on your bucket list. Top item. Maybe not top, something on your bucket list. Give me a few. Like, what are you dying to do in this lifetime of yours?
What am I dying to do? I feel like I am a person that doesn't have, like, a set... Like, I don't have set answers to that question.
Oh, okay.
Which is just kind of funny.
No, that's...
Right?
I like that.
But I do think, like...
Do you believe in bucket lists?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
I think... I love listening to other people's, and I just feel like I haven't sat with myself enough to, like, curate my own.
Interesting.
Which is so funny, but, like, I feel, going back, I feel like traveling mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. a bucket list
yep.
to some places.
Yeah.
But nowhere in particular.
Okay.
Like, I'm not sure if I have a bucket list. Like, curated at all, and that's so boring. And
everyone,
like,
tell Court to go create a bucket list.
I know. I sometimes look at, like, just stuff that comes up on my Pinterest, and, like, and every, like, yeah. I don't know, like skydiving or like swimming yes. with yes. like the dolphin sharks.
I feel like those like, are always like the automatic yeah. answers.
And I'm like, I have no desire in my whole body
no.
to go jump out of a plane no. or to go into the ocean.
Yeah. Bucket lists are hard.
I
personally believe in bucket lists being like attainable dreams like that mm-hmm. really interest me. But I think it is like you have to sit down and be like, what do I want to do?
Yeah. If you could do anything in the world, what would you do?
Yeah.
And I think if I won like the lottery tomorrow,
yeah,
I think I would buy a really nice piece of jewelry.
Yep.
And then book a really nice trip to like Bali or something.
Okay, cute.
Yeah. And yes. stay in one of those like over the yes. ocean huts.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. No, that's so fair.
But as for like attainable, realistic bucket list,
yeah.
I don't think I have like a set okay. answer right now.
Okay, that's fine.
Which is so lame. And no. that does not answer your question.
No, that's fine. Okay, but I have a little jump. Do you have a dream jewelry piece and brand that you want in your collection?
That is so good.
I know, that's... Sorry.
That is so good. And I believe in having different types of jewelry wish lists.
Okay.
Okay, so you have your...
I just saw so much passion come from your eyes. Sorry, I had to stop you. Court was just like, okay, this is going to be another hour long.
This is more realistic question.
Okay, tell me.
I think you should have different wish lists okay. for jewelry. I think you should have a, if you're having a bad day and you need to pick me up, what could you buy yourself like today?
Cute.
Okay, okay. I have done that.
Okay.
You need it.
Yeah.
And then you need like a capsule collection
mm-hmm.
where like these are pieces you're going to collect over your whole lifetime.
Okay.
That are going to be staples, timeless,
not
trendy, you know, okay. that type of collection. And then if you won the lottery, what are you buying?
Okay. So you and have three categories. Oh,
yes. And I'm laying them out. I think on like dream pieces, I think like colored diamonds of sorts are like so cool.
Really?
Like I really? Love yeah I know it's so,
I wouldn't picture you colored.
I'm not like a huge colored
no
but they're so different
yeah
and like they have a uniqueness to them
when you know more like you know more than the typical person so you can probably appreciate like where yeah. those come from and what
and just like the journey that diamonds get to like mm-hmm. how they get to you is just like so fascinating
yeah
but I do think like colored diamonds would be like a very much a lottery
yeah okay
crazy
okay
but I mean as for like a capsule collection like I mean there's so many things
yeah I know I can only imagine you have a lot of beautiful jewelry so,
I am working towards building a collection for sure
you are and I think it's so cool I know nothing I am like we are opposites on that scale but I can appreciate good jewelry
yeah And I think, yeah, every day, like, I would really like a nice, nice cultured set of pearls.
Okay. That's like, so cool.
I would just love a strand like that.
Okay.
And that would be, like, in, like, a capsule collection because that's never going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But, yeah, colored diamonds intrigues me for bucket list.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. When, yeah.
I like that answer. Wow. I could just tell you're so excited about that. okay. I would love... gonna get soft here. Can you tell me someone who's impacted your life big?
I mean, I feel like I can't answer this with anyone other than like my parents. And they, I mean, we talked about it briefly last week with you and like someone impacting and influencing your life, and it's just like I relate to that so much mm-hmm. that I would be absolutely nowhere and no one mm-hmm. without my parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're the reason. My mom is the reason I'm so empathetic.
Yeah.
My dad is the reason I'm so passionate.
Yeah.
Like I get those qualities from them.
Yeah.
And I'm so lucky to be able to say that.
You're aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that's a really cool part about growing up is that you get to look at your parents as like, this is so silly, but like you get to look at them as people.
Yeah.
Who are impacting your life, not just like, oh, yeah, those are my parents.
100%.
Where it's like, I have all of, yeah, my passion mm-hmm. for jewelry, for life, mm-hmm. for everything stems from watching my dad in business.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is where that comes from.
Yeah.
And watching my mom, like, treat other people the way she does is how I want to like make people feel. How she treats people and how she like impacts people mm-hmm. is how like I hope to do. Mm-hmm. So it's like I can't answer that question without answering it because of them.
Okay, but do you remember what three words you used to describe yourself at the beginning of the episode? You
yes.
said empathetic and passionate.
Yeah.
And then you just said and from your parents.
Yeah, I got for sure. Chills. And it's just like, I mean, we are a product sometimes of our environment and yeah. of our parents. And I do acknowledge that like not everybody has the luxury to say that they impact did them in like a positive way. Mm-hmm. So it's just so special.
Yeah. It is. So your relationship with your parents is one of the most special relationships I've ever seen. And it melts my heart. So I had to throw that in because, listen, we had to give your parents hype in this episode. I adore them.
I mean, they're the reason I do anything. Yeah. My mom listens to every single episode.
Oh.
She is the one taking the photos. She's the one, like, helping me do everything.
Momager.
Yeah. And my dad was actually funny when I was thinking about starting this whole podcast. Mm-hmm. He was the one I was like, what should the name be?
Really?
And he was like, I had made like a list mm-hmm. and he was like, well, what about like 20 something girl? And I was like, the way that you just pulled that out, like
stop.
So it's like, it's just little things that have impacted. And yeah, working with family is can be tricky.
Yeah.
And can be difficult. And it doesn't work for everybody.
Nope.
But like I said, if I'm able to have lunch with my dad every day, that is such a privilege.
Such a privilege. And for you to be aware of it, I think is... that's just like really, really special because like you said, it can be very tricky and not a lot of people, it can ruin relationships.
Yes.
So I think it's very special that you get to do that and you are aware that it's a big deal. Like that's so special to have. Oh, Quirt. Gosh. Soft. We should just make an episode all about our parents. We just love them here.
We do.
We do. Okay. One, maybe two questions left. Are you ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that you had to learn the hard way. A lesson you had to learn the hard way. We're ending deep.
That is such a good question.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I think I had to learn, honestly, I think balance the hard way.
Okay.
I think...
what do you mean by, like, what was the hard way?
I think... just not having balance and not being stable in the sense of like not respecting what your body needs mm-hmm. and like mm-hmm. either giving it too much of something, going out too late, doing whatever, and trying to be a good version of yourself that was just not balanced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I learned lessons about balance the hard way because... I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all had times of like where you do something that maybe isn't the best for you and you can't stop doing it.
Yeah.
And you can't stop taking things to like the next level and keep going and keep going until you're forced to realize that like, okay, you are putting so much energy into something that's not healthy or like not helping you.
Totally. Yes.
And you have to give and take. Like you have to learn balance in relationships with yourself, with other people.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever work.
No.
So, I mean, personal struggles have come from, like, an imbalance, whether it be not, prioritizing going out and, getting lost and masking something that maybe I was insecure about.
Yeah.
To relationships where if you put all the blame on someone and you don't have a balance in them, well, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
And that's going to result in...
yeah.
some hard times.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
That word balance, that is such a good one. Like balancing a social life, like wanting to say yes to things and doing things, but also prioritizing that time at home and like finding that happy, healthy balance.
Yeah. And exactly. It's about the happy, healthy balance of not indulging either way too much, not being restrictive.
Yeah.
Of.
Yes. Also that.
Being, you know, not holding yourself to...
because it's okay to want to do things.
Yeah.
And live that social life.
100%.
Yeah.
And that works.
That works, yep. But the other side.
Is the sucky side of it sometimes.
Yep.
But I feel like that's just a lesson growing up.
Yeah, totally.
Of like, okay, if I want to feel good.
Yeah.
I have to start prioritizing balance.
I love that. That's so amazing. Good answer. Okay, we've got one more for you.
Okay.
And we're going to end it off on this question.
Okay.
I would love to know something that you're looking forward to entering your 26th year of life. Because we talked about it at the beginning of the episode. You're turning 26 in September. I just want to know, like, what's next for you? What are you looking forward to?
I have so many things.
Okay.
I am really looking forward to just what we are creating here in this space, not to like get mushy, but it's like, this gives me so much passion and like so much fuel. And we both know we have so much
to share
and to look forward to, and so many dreams.
Dreaming. We are dreaming.
That are fun to make happen.
Yeah.
I think personally, I feel so excited to be entering a new chapter every single year with people.
Yeah.
And to like have friendships grow into like so much deeper than they ever were. Aww, you know? And just like actually start to like live life with people.
Yeah.
And like to go through and like get to know your friends, to experience like people getting married and like being a part of those like really special moments with your friends and with the people you like love.
Yeah.
Like, that is such an exciting time that we're in.
Yeah, so exciting.
Right?
And those relationships, I just feel like as we get older are so, well, they just get stronger every year.
They just get better.
Yeah, they
do. And it's like, that's when you know it's like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, 26 is going to bring, I think, a lot of love.
Yeah, a lot of love.
Oh, yeah.
Court.
I do. I think that like, when you are mindful of what energy you're bringing into your life, like I only want love in my life.
Yeah.
I don't want any drama. I don't want any like,
we don't got time for that.
No, I just want love and I just want fun. And I hope that's like what 26 brings me, whether it be like in whatever
that's area. So cool. I love that answer.
I'm so excited for this
next year. Gonna say, some people are like, you know, scared as we get older and like, oh my gosh, we're closer to 30 now. Like, but you sound very hopeful and like very positive and excited for it.
I really am, because I mean, there's only one alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why? Yeah. Like, why would you sit in that? Like, 30 is going to be amazing on its own when it comes.
Yeah.
But I mean, 26 is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like as we grow up, you can either look at it two ways of like, oh my gosh, I'm getting older and like, blah blah blah, and talk about all the negative things that are gonna happen.
Totally.
But it's like, you're getting older.
Yeah,
you get to do adult things, and that's so much fun.
Yeah, and it's just gonna happen.
It's like, just gonna happen
either way. So you why choose to look at it negatively when you can look at it positively?
It's like, yeah, you can't stop yourself from getting older.
No,
and I think I am like, and I was raised by people, like, I think about my mom and I think about my grandma, they don't want to be any other age than like they are.
No.
So it's like, why would I want to be any other age than I am?
Yeah.
Because okay, my 18-year-old self, oh gosh,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I'm like,
totally,
I was in the good moments of what that brought. It was like, okay, I don't want to be that again.
Yeah.
Because I've grown up so much, why would I want to go backwards?
Totally.
Because I'm so happy with life and relationships and the balance I found now.
Yeah.
Why would I want to be any other age?
Why would you?
Wow. Why wouldn't I just want to make this age last as long as it can?
100%. Own it. Live it. Wow. Okay. Yay. Well, I think that's like a great way to wrap up, because you're preaching. You are preaching. And I hope everyone got to know you a little bit better. I loved it. I loved asking those questions. And like always, I want a part two. Like, I thought of so many more questions I wanted to ask you.
That's how I felt last week. It was like, I have so many other questions.
Like, this episode could be like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
I just want to like sit and ask. Like, there were questions on my little list here I didn't get to ask. So I think, you know, maybe it's something we explore in the future, a little part two.
Yeah.
Getting to know each other. But this was so fun. Thank you for opening up with everyone.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Are your nerves gone?
Yeah. And I'm like, what did I even say?
So good. I loved it. I'm like, this may be a favorite episode of mine.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I mean, that was really good.
We love.
Thank you for giving me the space.
Yeah, of course. We love getting to know Court. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, grateful. We've got exciting things coming, as we always say.
But like, you guys.
Like, like, we'll keep saying it, but like, it's happening.
It is happening. Things are happening sooner than you think.
Sooner than you think. Make sure to follow us on our social channels. Obviously, that's where we will announce the things first. So if you're staying up to date with our social channels, you'll be the first to know with all these exciting things happening. 20-something girl podcast.
Yes.
And then on TikTok, also 20, but with 20 something girl podcast. Yeah, we appreciate you guys more than anything. Yes. So grateful for this space.
It's so good. Thank you so much for listening again. And yeah, we'll talk soon.
We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.